Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June 1st, 1830, the Barbadian newspaper published a most remarkable story, which I'm going to read in full as follows. A private soldier attached to the 35th Regiment, who was tried and condemned to be shot to death for desertion, was led out for execution yesterday morning between the hours of 7 and 8. The troops in garrison, consisting of the Royal Artillery, the 27th, the 35th, and a company of the West India Regiments, and the military labourers, having been previously assembled to witness a solemn ceremony on the spot where the execution was to take place. The prisoner left the condemned cell, accompanied by the Reverend Robert F. King, garrison chaplain, attired in his surplice, preceded by the band of the 35th Regiment playing a solemn dirge. The procession having arrived at the place of execution, the prisoner and clergyman remained kneeling near the grave in prayer. The Reverend gentleman, who was affected even to tears on the melancholy occasion, then took a most affectionate and feeling leave of the prisoner. The garrison provost then advanced and bound the prisoner's eyes with a white handkerchief, occasioning him to kneel on the coffin destined to receive his mortal remains, and which was placed very near the grave. He then left the unhappy man. The firing party deputed to carry out the sentence of the court-martial advanced to perform their painful but necessary duty. And when every eye was watching with the most intense anxiety for the fatal discharge of musketry, which would have put an end to the life of the unfortunate culprit, the Deputy Adjutant General of the Forces arrived on the ground, bearing a reprieve from His Excellency Sir James Lyon. The Lieutenant Colonel immediately rode to the prisoner and informed him of the clemency of His Excellency, on hearing which he instantly fainted and remained in an inanimate state for several minutes. The troops then returned to their barracks. The prisoner, however, was forced to be supported from the ground. This novel and awful ceremony attracted a great concourse of spectators, every one of whom appeared deeply affected at the melancholy scene. We understand that the Reverend gentleman who attended the prisoner, and who has been unceasing in his endeavours to pour into his troubled mind the balm of religion, speaks in the highest terms of his penitence. And we sincerely trust that the awful situation in which he has been placed, almost, we might say, on the threshold of eternity, will have the effect of rendering the remainder of his days serviceable to his king and pleasing to his officers.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.